with a hell of a lot of time to boot. I found a big umbrella, told myself it was a parachute. I went as high as I could get. I jumped off and down I went. I was okay, but I heard my mama say, maybe my boy is a little bit crazy. I was a couple years older, saw a soldier in a uniform. Now that's a look that I can shoulder, so I told her mama, sign the form. Letting me go, she didn't like, but knew I'd be safer there than on my motorbike. As she signed me away, I thought I heard her say, maybe this is a little bit crazy. Or maybe it's the start of a following my heart kind of life, an interesting life, an interesting life, an interesting life. I thought that I was something, I was jumping out of planes at night. Volunteered for Rangers, the danger if you never fight. But peace was a slamming door. I jumped right in the Korean War. Welcome to hell on the 38th parallel, maybe this was a little bit crazy. The men that I went in with, they were mainly World War II Marines. In front of me, the enemy was mostly Japanese and Chinese. And as it occurred to me, most of them were younger than me. A shell or grenade hit the back of my leg. It was crazy. It was a little bit crazy. That was just a part of my, only my heart kind of life, an interesting life. I got hurt again, but my story didn't end. I don't know, shells still fly, they graze me from the inside. I don't know why I'm still here, but my brothers died. Jumping back in this tale, I got some mail from a high school girl. It was a project where the object was to send support around the world. I looked her up when I was on leave. A few years later, she was marrying me. Still to this day, you will hear her say, maybe that boy is a little bit crazy. That's the biggest part of my following my heart kind of life, an interesting life. I was a glazer up on high rises, living in the skies was my life, my children and my wife. We've had an interesting life, an interesting life, an interesting life. Most of my brothers are gone, and my story goes on. What an interesting life.
Thank you.